I invite you to stand, please, for the sixth lesson from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." The Gospel of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, Happy New Year to you. Are you hoping that 2017 will be a happier year than 2016? Yeah. Although 2016 had many, many wonderful things, I think I too am hoping that 2017 is a little bit better. We all want a happy new year, don't we? Isn't that why, as the kids mentioned, we say happy new year? We want to wish that happiness upon one another. What is it that would make this new year, 2017, a happy year? Peace in the world. That's right. Many people, in efforts to make this year better, make resolutions. Any of you make resolutions this year? Oh, a few people are going to confess, yeah, I did, or really did. Okay. Well, according to about.com, the top 10 resolutions, and I don't know how they know this, but the top 10 resolutions for 2017 are, start at number 10 and work our way down to number 1. Number 10, get organized. Not a bad thing. Even better, number 9, help others. Number 8, learn something new. Number 7, get out of debt. Number 6, quit drinking. Number 5, enjoy life more. Number 4, quit smoking. Number 3, and apparently this is the first time since, I don't know what year, 2012, that this hasn't been number 1, lose weight. Number 2, exercise regularly. I think we figured out that that helps with the number 3, maybe, I don't know. And number 1, anyone want to take a guess of number 1 is? That would be a good one. It is spend more time with family and friends. So will doing these things make us happy? Chances are they wouldn't certainly hurt us, would they? Would winning the $80 million Powerball make you happy? Or the 105 mega millions, that would help? Well, Joan Rivers once said, "People say that money is not the key to happiness, but I always figured if you have enough money, you can have a key made." I like that. When I ask students, "What do you want out of life?" pretty much to a person, they always say, "I want to be happy." So what makes us happy? Well, one man named Walt Disney was bold enough to imagine that it has everything to do with a mouse named Mickey and a magical place called Disneyland, which is known to be the happiest place on earth. And I can vouch that Disneyland is an awesome place. The Declaration of Independence proclaims that the pursuit of happiness is our right as citizens of the United States. According to the UN Happiness Report, I didn't even know such a thing existed. Switzerland and Denmark are tied as the happiest countries in our world. The United States is ranked at number 12. The word happy is an adjective, and an adjective is a word that's used to describe a noun. Happy is defined as enjoying, giving or indicating pleasure, joyous, blessed. I looked up some quotes about happy, and here's a few from some well-known people. Abraham Lincoln was very pragmatic in his understand of happiness. He said, "Most people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be." Nathaniel Hawthorne was a little bit more poetic in his views on happiness when he says, "Happiness is a butterfly, which when pursued is always beyond our grasp. But if you will sit down quietly, it may alight upon you." Groucho Marx was also very practical when he says, "Each morning I say to myself, I, not events, have the power to make me happy or unhappy today. I can choose which it'll be. Yesterday is dead. Tomorrow hasn't arrived yet. I have just one day, today, and I am going to be happy in it." The Buddha says that happiness is tied to sharing. He says thousands of candles can be lighted from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness is never decreased by sharing. And finally, Eleanor Roosevelt put some hands on happiness when she says, "Since you get more joy out of giving joy to others, you should put a great deal of thought into the happiness that you are able to give." I think if we glean wisdom from these notable people, it's that happiness is not so much as a destination as it is a way to journey through life. It's more than a choice. It's a perspective, a way of looking at life, a way of living life. A 2010 Harvard study found that people are happiest when they're focused on the present, right now. Not the past, not the future, but life in the moment. How do we live our lives in a way that reminds ourselves that today is a blessing? That who we are right now, not whether we fulfilled all those resolutions or not, but who we are right now, right in this moment, is a blessing. That this very moment is a blessing. That we are simply blessed. Not because of anything that we do, but because of who God is. That we are blessed because we are loved and forgiven children of God. True happiness, true joy, I believe comes from a grateful heart and remembering who we are, that we are loved and forgiven children of God. We know that life is not a journey through some happy land all the time. There's difficulty, there's injustice, there are challenges and trials, and sorrow, there's discouragement, there's pain, there will be dark places. However, our hearts, even in the midst of all that, can be grateful because we know that we don't journey through these places alone. We know that God is with us. Well, last night after ringing in the new year And spending some time outside to delight in the snow. How many of you saw the snow just after midnight? Yes. We had to run outside like crazy people and enjoy it, because who knows how long it's going to last. But I sat for a long while at our dining room table wondering, okay, I've got all these little bits and pieces here in this sermon, but how do I bring it together? How do I end this sermon? And I went to bed without finishing it. And that's not typical for me, because I sleep a lot better if I know that I'm ready. You know, I'm always open for those middle-of-the-night inspirations, but I was tired, and I was kind of literally ready to put 2016 to bed. So I woke up this morning and I thought, oh yeah, I need to figure out how to finish this today. And I thought, you know, this sermon's not going to be finished, is it? It's not going to be finished at all. Because the Word of God, that hope, that promise, simply needs to be lived right now. Jesus tells us that we love God as we love our neighbor. That is the source of true happiness and true joy. A life of service. A very wise man sang this morning an original song that he wrote, "Happiness is best when it's shared." The greatest blessing and the most profound way that we know God is when we love each other. How are we as God's people? As God's people who have been blessed to be a blessing, how are we going to let the light of Christ's love shine before others in this new year? As we share the light of God's loving presence, we give hands and feet and heart to God's presence on this earth. Literally, the Word becomes flesh and dwells among us, through us. We become Christ's body as we love one another, and we embody that gift of Emmanuel, the God who is always with us. The one who is the light of the world not only shines on us, but also shines through us. We are a light shining in the darkness. 2017 is a blessing. It is a blessing because God promises to be with us no matter what this new year brings. God promises to be with us as we live and as we love others, as we share this love and happiness. So you are the ending to this sermon. So go out and let your light shine before others, so that indeed they would see your good works and give glory to your God in heaven. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Amen.